436 was pulled. I don't know if we still have Anna Kenwit. We may have lost her for today, and that's okay. If she comes back later, that's fine. So now we move to... Anna.
Yay.
Hello. Come on down. So item 436 got pulled from the agenda, and if you wouldn't mind, Carla, just reading it again for the record.
Provide straight time pay for certain overtime hours worked by the electrical supervisor.
If you could just give us a few comments about this, and then we'll take public testimony. It was pulled by a citizen. We'll find out what their question was, and then maybe a response.
All right, great. Mayor, Commissioners, Anna Kenwit, Director of the Bureau of Human Resources. So the ordinance before you today actually partially reinstates overtime for the electrical supervisor classification. This is a classification where we changed the salary I think maybe 2 years ago, from a grade 6 to a grade 8. And when we did that, we removed the ability for this position to earn overtime because it's supervisory, and substituted management leave, which is a benefit, a discretionary benefit that supervisors and managers can obtain under the city's rules. In discussing this with folks at the Portland Bureau of Transportation, they have a serious recruitment problem. The incumbent asked for a voluntary demotion out of the position. They have had candidates on the list turn them down because of the amount of overtime that this position entails. It's approximately 100 hours a year of call-outs, so that number doesn't really include things like maybe working through lunch, those kinds of things you would expect in a supervisory role, but does include the call-outs for all kinds of emergencies. So I agreed to take an ordinance to amend the HR administrative rule to reinstitute overtime, but in recognition of the fact this is a supervisory position, the overtime is hour for hour. So it's not overtime at time and a half. It's simply overtime at straight time, but also because the position will now be receiving overtime, they're no longer eligible for management leave. So that was a compromise that the Bureau of Transportation supported and they believe will help alleviate their recruitment problems for this position. But it is pretty serious that not to have an electrical supervisor to be responding to the various things that happen with poles falling down, getting knocked into, things like that. So
very good. Thank you. Any questions before we move to public testimony? If you could just hang out a bit.
Absolutely.
Public testimony, please, Carl. I don't know.
Joe Walsh pulled this. I think he's left. I don't know if anybody else wants to testify.
I'll try to speak on this.
Very good. Come on up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. One of the problems I have with this resolution ordinance is that when somebody works overtime, and I'm one of the people that actually went against Multnomah County at the suicide division on all the deputies running up all this overtime to where their salary plus overtime was putting them at $200,000+ a year. And I went in front of Multnomah County to Chair Kafori and I said, I don't approve of that. And they brought in Multnomah County health professionals to overlook the people in suicide watch and cut the cost down tremendously. Now, the deputies aren't happy about that. Whether I take any credit or not, that's okay. On this issue here, though, is that I'm going to take the other side, is that when they work overtime, they should be paid time and a half. Now, you're saying this is a supervisor position, and we don't have to technically do that, but it sounds to me like then you're going to kick up their salary to kind of have that already built in. So to me, you're kind of making a maneuver here. And why this, I think, was pulled is because this was on the consent agenda, if I'm correct. And we moved it to the regular agenda because it appeared as though you were kind of making a maneuver here to just pick up the salary at a higher salary, anticipate they'll have some overtime built into it, not really knowing how much. But this will attract people to come in and do the job. So I have some reservations on how this is being handled, and because it was on the consent agenda, And to me, when you work overtime, and again, deputies may not like me at Multnomah County, and that's okay, I don't care. But the reality is that I think you should be paid that overtime. It's just who might be able to cut those costs down for the public to save money, and that's my position. So something seems a little out of place to me on this whole situation. Thank you.
Lightning, can I just respond? Because
yes.
you're making very thoughtful points. I just want to give you just the Bureau. I'm not PBOT.
No. Sure.
But here's what they would say. Currently, the supervisor in this position currently works lots of hours beyond the normal work week.
Yes.
And we don't pay them overtime. They're not eligible for overtime because they're exempt as a supervisor. What HR is telling us is that that's not a very attractive position for someone because they're working a lot of hours. And so if we change our rules for this one position and provide compensation for some of those overtime hours, we have a better chance of recruiting for it. And so the proposal before us is even though supervisors are not eligible generally for overtime, we would pay straight time for those extra hours, recognizing that it's a burden on this employee's family and on him or her. So that's what this does, and I understand that your view might be that we provide overtime to supervisors. Supervisors, though, are generally exempt from overtime. They get paid a bigger base rate because of that, but the number of hours here makes it hard for us to recruit, so we're actually adding straight time as over, you know, for those additional hours.
But if I might respond real fast, is that technically this individual coming into this position understands they're going to have that additional hours put in, possibly. But what you're doing, instead of saying, hey, we can't pay you overtime, we want you to still work at this job, we're just going to kick your salary up higher as though nobody will look at it and say, oh, but that's also including some additional overtime, but we can't pay you because you're exempt, but we're going to kick your salary
right
up to make sure you want to work
but
for us.
Just, I'm just giving you what I understand is the case. I respect your view. We haven't been able to hire this position under the current compensation. So the market says we can't find people willing to do it. So HR is saying, give us some flexibility so we can pay additional. So we are paying more in order to get someone to do this job.
And I hate the term overtime being paid straight time.
I agree.
That's what's catching me off guard here. But
okay, fair enough.
That's my position. Thank you.
That makes good sense.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Nancy, I have 2 minutes.
Sure.
My concern is Warren Buffett owns Pacific Corps, and he runs the electricity for our trains. And I think it was about 3 weeks ago, the trains completely shut down. People were headed to work. I was headed to a meeting and were asked to walk backwards to be able to get on a functional train. And it was pouring rain. It was happened just like that. And I'm wondering if there's a relationship here that the city has, because if Warren Buffett, he is known not to maintain lines. This is proven. They will not pull his license at the PUC. I think the city should get active on a PUC case. You can make a much better situation for the supervisor you have and cover the things that need to be covered. I'm not sure what the TriMet relation is to the city on following through with what they're supposed to be doing and making sure things run. All the workers that are not getting to work on time, the loss is huge. So I would suggest that you examine that license, and I would suggest you object to Warren Buffett because he's now has that manufacturing plant, and Chloe knows about the toxins that are coming from that plant and whether or not he's even installed the filter that he was required to install. I don't think so. And here we are licensing him, and I think that's a city license. And why? Where's the social responsibility in that? And I really would like you to pay attention to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioners Charles, Bridge, Crane, Johnson. And, you know, I take to heart Nick Fish's representation that, you know, it's kind of essential that we find some kind of pot sweetening so that someone will take this job. But I think that when we look at, you know, right there at the beginning, it says this person is going to supervise 16 additional people. Something needs to happen at PBOT so that there's multiple chains of accountability. So the person is not feeling that taxed. We just don't need to have this convoluted ordinance stuff. We understand that these are late night on call, but I hope that in addition to finding some pot sweetening, they'll be, for the sake of quality of work environment, I can't remember who's got transportation right now. But I hope the people in transportation, both the regular union people, will find a way to formulate a response plan so that that increases employee satisfaction and safety for us, so that we just don't have one guy who gets hired in to a position and won't stay because there's management issues within that part of PBOT. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Colleagues, before we move on this, could I just have you stew on something for a few minutes? We've got quite a few more items left on the agenda. Commissioner Fish has pulled item 449 at 2 o'clock. Could I suggest we continue till 1 o'clock if people can stay? And then let's start at 2:30, if that works with people.
Well, we could stop after this and then come back at 2.
Let's start at 2, Mayor.
You want to start at 2?
Well, because we have a lot of procurement reports.
Very good. Let's. Very good. I'm sorry to interrupt the process. Is that the last testimony on that?
Yes.
That item? Please call the roll. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. That's a
emergency.
It is an emergency. Oh, good. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted.